The Rambam in the Sefer HaMitzvahs, and which is, he does exactly the same in his preparation for the Yad, where he brings the Minyan HaMitzvahs, and both he says, the mitzvah is Lilmeid Tera Ulelamda, to learn Tera and to teach it, Shenemar, and the Pasuk that he brings as the source of a mitzvah's essay of learning Torah is Vishinantam Levanecha, and you should teach it. Vishinantam Levanecha, we have in the Rambam's Hilchas Talmud Torah, is the din of the mitzvah Lelamed Eskola Talmidim Afal Pishainan Banav Shenema Vishinantam Levanecha. The mitzvah's essay in the Torah Vishinantam Levanecha is the mitzvah to teach Torah to all Jews. If there's, that's the mitzvah, the Rambam brings that as the pasuk from which the whole mitzvah saseh of Limud HaTorah derives. He does not bring the other pasuk which says V'limadatam meisam v'shamaltam la'aseisam, which is the mokir of a chiyuv to learn Torah. But he brings the pasuk of Vishinantam Levanecha, which is L'chaira, the din of teaching Torah. The Talmud says, because that's what he means, that the mitzvah is Lilmeid Ulelamed, to learn and to teach. Where do we derive that it's both to learn and to teach? Because Vishinantam Levanecha is a mitzvah sese, not of seeing that somebody else learns Torah, but of teaching him the Torah that you know. That's why it's a mitzvah kol chacham v'chacham miYisrael. The mitzvah saseh of Vishinantum Levanecha is a mitzvah to personally teach Torah. In order to personally be able to teach Torah, and more deeply, Vishinantum the Gemara darshins sheyu mechudadim, you have to teach it with clarity. That first requires that you have it with clarity. Therefore, the mitzvah is lilmeid ulelameid, that you should learn Torah and teach Torah. Shenema v'shinantam levanecha. But meanwhile, the Rambam has clearly identified or defined the whole mitzvah of the mitzvah of Talmud Torah as being not a mitzvah of your learning and getting to know Torah, but of your becoming a link in the Mesiras HaTorah. Your mechuyev to acquire the Torah from the der preceding you and to pass it on to the der succeeding you. That's the mitzvah of Lilmeid from the previous der, Ulelameid to the coming der. Vishinantam Levanecha is where the Torah tells us that you have to know Torah not for yourself, but for giving it over to the der that follows you. From this we understand that the etzem mitzius of Torah is not a halach of your becoming a Talmud Chacham, but of accepting the responsibility to see that Torah has continuity, that it is an ongoing mitzius in the existence of Klal Yisrael. So our learning of Torah has to be with the responsibility of giving it over to see that it has an ongoingness. And maybe we see more deeply than ever the mitzius that Torah is a Torah Shebal Peh in the Bris Krusa, because the Chazal say mefurish that lekoras bris in Yisrael ella b'terah shebal peh. The bris krusa with Yisrael is in terah shebal peh, because that's where we carry out this linkage of being the mekablim from a previous der and the meisrim to the next der, so that we are a constant passer overs of Torah. And where do we pass over Torah b'yikar? Is of course in Torah Shebal Peh, because Torah Shebikzav, they can read the Chumash themselves once we teach them Aleph Beis. And the Mela, the Me'etzem Metzius of the Bris, is in Teresh Baal Peh, which is the Chaylik of Terah, where we have to be a responsible link between those who went before and those who follow. From this we find that the definition of Terah will not be met by those who sit and learn Bahasmoda Rabbah unless they also accept the basic achrayus, the basic responsibility of giving over the Terah that they have acquired. We then need a definition of what it is that we have to cover in order to be Lemdei Terah. What is it that we have to acquire, and what is it that we have to pass on? Is in order to understand this, we have to understand the Etzem Mitzvah of Talmud Torah. The Gemara in Kiddushin says that the Mitzvah of Talmud Torah is of Chayiv Lelameid as B'nai. A father is Mechuyiv to teach his son Torah. We have in this Mitzvah a very peculiar and unique Mitzvah that has no duplicate in Kol HaTorah Kula. Namely, we have the chiyuv of forcing someone to do that which he has no chiyuv to do. That is, the katan himself is patur mitalmud Torah, but his father is mechuyev to teach him Torah, even though the katan himself has no chiyuv to learn the Torah. And the son will say to him, but Tati, I don't have to learn. The Torah didn't tell me I have to learn Torah. And the father has to say, I know, my son, but you have to learn anyway because I'm making you learn. You don't have that anyplace else. You have that the Torah is mechayev a father to do something libnei, like being mal or peder, but not to compel the son to do that which the son is not mechuyev to do. He says, katan is patur mitalmud Torah, avol katan, even though the katan himself is patur, aviv chayev lelamdei Torah, his father has to make him sit and learn anyway. The mother continues, loy lamdei aviv. How about if his father did not teach him Torah? Chayev lelamdei des atzmei, shenema, if not for the pasuk of the halacha would be that if your father didn't teach you Torah, you're not mechuyev to learn Torah. That's what the Gemara is saying very clearly. Because the Gemara said, Laila, if his father didn't teach him Torah, minayin shechayev lelamed esatzmei. Where do we see that there is a halacha called that he should learn himself? We need a pasuk. If not for the pasuk, we would say that if his father didn't teach him Torah, there is no Torah to learn. Isn't that what the Gemara is saying? What could possibly be the pshat? And if his father did teach him Torah, he doesn't have to learn himself. Only if his father lay lamda yaviv, then chayiv lalamid es atzmei. But if lamda yaviv, if his father did teach him Torah, then any chayiv lalamid es atzmei. He's not mechuyev to learn anymore. I'm only mechuyev to learn Torah if my father didn't learn with me. But if my father learned with me, I don't have to learn Torah anymore. What could the pshat be? Therefore, the pshat must be, like we find in all the other halachas, where the din is that lay, if the father didn't do it, a pasuk is needed to tell me that I do it myself. Where do we have that? We have that by Mila. By Mila it says, a father is chayiv lamul es b'nai. The father has to be mal his son. Lay malayaku. If the father wasn't mal the son, minayin that he's chayiv to be malis atzmei. Because over there, once the father did it, the son is finished. He's a mohu. It's only if the father did not carry it out that it's shayach to tell the son, you go and be mal yourself. The same by the other case of Pidyon HaBen. A father is chayav, av chayav, libdei says b'nai. If the father was paid at a b'nai as he is mechuyev to do, there's nothing left for the boy to do. But if the father wasn't paid as b'nai, like podei aviv, chayav libdei sesach mekishi yagdil, when he becomes a gadil, he's chayav to be paid himself. But if the father did it, there's nothing left for him to do. We must say the exact same thing in Talmud Torah. Aviv chayav lelamdei Torah. If the father didn't do it, then he's got to do it. Meaning, if the father did it, he doesn't have to do it because it's already done. What do you mean it's already done? Therefore, it must mean that there is a certain amount of Torah that has to be learned, and the father has to teach him that entire amount of Torah. And if the father did it, there's nothing left for him to teach himself because he has it all. If the father didn't do it all, I had a pasuk to tell me that he has to complete it himself. Right? That's the pshat. Therefore, the halacha that the Gemara is telling me is that the din of Talmud Torah is specific. It requires the learning of a particular amount of Torah. It is not infinite. It is not limitless. It has a specific, this is the Torah that you must learn. And this Torah that you must learn all of it. If the father should teach it. If the father didn't succeed in teaching it all, then the son has to go and teach it to himself. Get a Rebbe, whatever it is, but he has to acquire that amount of Torah himself. It now becomes necessary to identify what is this Torah that you're mechuyev to learn. Then Torah Shebikzav, we have no problem, because Torah Shebikzav consists of Torah Shebikzav. The Chavdalet Svarim, you have them, you know them, they're identified. You don't have to question what's included in it and what isn't included in it. Therefore, what we do have to identify is what is the Torah Shebaal Peh that we have to learn. Because Torah Shebikzav, straightforward, what is Torah Shebaal Peh? What do we have to learn in order to carry out the chiyuv of learning the entirety of Torah Shebaal Peh? Now, we know that the pasuk is mefurish ein keitz, that mitzvahs of the Torah have no limit. They are infinite. Torah is infinite. Torah is infinite. Then how do we define that you have to learn all of Torah? On the other hand, it is clear that Torah is finite. Well, do we know with absolute certainty that the Torah has a finite definition? This is included in it, no more and no less. Very passionate. Moshe Rabbeinu came down the Har Sinai, and he received Kol HaTorah Kula. And he taught Kol HaTorah Kula. Did the Ribbono Shel Olam tell him all the words of Torah Shebaal Peh? Of course he did. He gave him over Torah Shebaal Peh together with Torah Shebikzav. Therefore, the words that he was given are the words of Torah Shebaal Peh. So Torah Shebikzav are the words that were written. Torah Shebaal Peh are the words that were said. It's finite. So what do we mean when we speak of an infinite Torah? Therefore, we have to understand now that this is what the Gemara is teaching us. We are used to the expression that there are two Torahs that we are given, a Torah Shebikzav and a Torah Shebaal Peh, which is correct. We were given two Torahs, but we learn three. In the language of the Talmud, the three are called as follows. Mishnah, Mikra, I should say first, Mishnah and Gemara. There are three chalakim of Torah. Mikra is Torah Shebikzav. Mishnah, the Rambam is Mefurish, calls it Torah Shebal Peh. Gemara is neither. Gemara is what we do with Mikra and with Mishnah. Gemara was not given to us. We were given the Torah Shebikzav and the Torah Shebal Peh. Gemara is what we do with the Torah Shebikzav and the Torah Shebal Peh. Its application, its expansion, the Svaris, what are the Mekarim, how do we apply it, where do we apply it? Or I can sum it up in the language of the Rambam himself. What is Gemara? Gemara is, as the Rambam says, Yavin v'yaskil achiz dovo mereishisei v'yetzi dovo midovo v'yedame dovo ledovo v'yavin b'midish atera nidreshes behen at sheyeda hechu ikar hamideis v'hech yetzi ha'osu v'hamutu v'kayetzu behem midvorad shelomad mipi hashmua. Gemara is what we take out of Torah Shebikzav and Torah Shebal Peh. That is infinite. There is no limit. There is no end. There is no beginning. It is literally infinite. But the Torah Shebikzav and the Torah Shebal Peh that we are mechuyev to learn, that is finite. That has a specific content, and we're mechuyev to learn that content from beginning to end. What is Torah Shebikzav? That, again, we know. What is included in Torah Shebal Peh that differentiates it from Gemara? That we have to know. The Rambam defines that too. What is Torah Shebal Peh? The Rambam defines as follows. The Torah Shebal Peh is Kol dovah midivrei dinei Torah. Torah Shebal Peh are the halachas of the Torah, the lemaisa dika halachas of the Torah. They are Torah Shebal Peh. The Rambam himself defines all the halachas, kol dovah midivrei dinei Torah, as that which he has put down in the Mishnah Torah, what we call the Yad HaChazaka. For us, of course, since we don't paskin like the Rambam in everything, for us, we would have to, in order to carry out this halacha of Kol HaTorah Kula, we would have to include the Shulchan Aruch with the Neisei Kelim that are Negeya LaHalacha LaMaisa. In Erech Chaim, it would be the Mishnah Brura or the Aruch HaShulchan. In the other Chelkei Shulchan Aruch, the proper, appropriate Nisei Kelim through which and by which we come to Halacha LaMaisa, in order to achieve Kol Dovo Midivrei Dinei Torah. Therefore, we have a Chiyuv Deiraisa to learn through all of Torah Shebikzav and all of Torah Shebal Peh, and augment it with Gemara. Therefore, the Talmud, what we call Gemara, but in order not to get mixed up, we'll call it the Talmud, tells us that Shlish b'Mikra, v'Shlish b'Mishnah, v'Shlish b'Gemara. How do we apportion our learning day? Our learning day has to be apportioned with one-third Mikra, one-third Torah Shebal Peh, and one-third the Gemara, the Lamedava Mitir Dava, the elaboration, the going into its depth, the bringing out its implications, that which we defined as that Chelik of Torah called Gemara. Therefore, we are mechuyev to learn all three, as the Rambam explains. This is only until we have completed Torah Shebikzav, completed Torah Shebal Peh. Once we have completed it, the Rambam says, then Yefane kol yomov li gemora bilvad, then he just learns gemora. However, he has to be kevei ha'itim mizumanim techaza, so that he won't forget the things that he learned in Teres Shebiksav and Teres Shebal Peh. But obviously, this will vary. People with better memories are mechuyev techaza less. People with lesser memories have techaza more. But at any rate, we now have that there is a chiyuv deraisa to finish all of Teres Shebiksav and all of Teres Shebal Peh, which is defined as the dinim of the Tera. And we then have to chazer it in order not to forget it, as the pasuk says, pen yishka. It is a niso to forget. And the Mishnah says, achiyeshe v'yasirem milibay, until he deliberately makes himself forget it, which the Rambam describes as, because man sheni lemer arei hu sheicheach. If you don't chazer, that is an act of deliberately causing yourself to forget. That's how the Rambam defines it. Therefore, we are mechuyev to learn through Teres Shebiksav, Teres Shebal Peh, and to chazer it so that we don't forget it. And past that, our entire time has to be in terms of Gemara. But we find a remarkable davar, an extraordinary davar, that the Rambam also brings out lahalacha, magnificent halacha. In Teres Shebiksav, the difference between one of us and the Rambam doesn't exist. He learns the same Teres Shebiksav as we do. We have to know the same Teres Shebiksav as he does. In Teres Shebal Peh, the difference between the Rambam and ourselves doesn't exist. We mechuyev to know the same Teres Shebal Peh the Rambam does. The Rambam is mechuyev to know the same Teres Shebal Peh that we do. In Gemara, it's altogether different. In Gemara, the Rambam says he has to learn Gemara lefirechav sheyesh belibay veyishuv daitei. It isn't enough to learn. You have to learn to your utmost ability. You have to exert yourself to use your mind to its greatest possible extent, to use your insight as far as it will go. You cannot just learn Gemara and think as far as Kakasha. You've got to be omel, to exert yourself so that you understand the Gemara to the greatest and most profound depth that you are capable of. That's a halacha, in the halacha of Talmud Torah, because the Rambam says, Yefane kol yomav li gemora bilvad lefi reichav sheyesh belibay v'yishuv daitai, according to his specific unique abilities, to his specific unique potential. So that in Gemara is where we have to exert ourselves, not to satisfy ourselves by the act of learning, but are required to learn it to the greatest possible depth and breadth of which we are capable. Therefore, we now have clear. We are mechuyev to learn all of Teres Shebiksav, all of Teres Shebal Peh, to chazer it, and then to learn Gemara to the utmost of our personal, unique potential. In this halacha of shlish, that the Gemara, that the Talmud establishes, which is a halacha lemaisa that is brought in the Rambam and Shulchan Aruch Kepaskin, there is a machlekes of how to understand the shlish b'mikra, shlish b'mishnah, shlish b'gemara. The Talmud says clearly the third mikra, a third mishnah, third gemara. The Rambam says that this third means a third of our time of learning. If we're going to learn 9 hours a day, three mikra, three mishnah, three gemara. When we have completed the mikra, we learn only mishnah and gemara. We've completed mishnah, we learn only gemara. But we have to divide the term of our learning into a third of each. The Rabbeinu Tam understands shlish means that we cannot learn one at the expense of the others. We don't have to learn them separately, however. We can learn together all three. That would also be shlish mikra, shlish mishnah, shlish gemara. If we learn a limud that contains all three. So Taisha says, that's Talmud Bavli, shabolul of all three. If Talmud Bavli contains within it all three, it contains within it Mishnah, Gemara, and Mikra, therefore by learning Talmud Bavli, we are learning all three together. But of course, he is made that you have to learn in a way that you will finish all three. Right? You can do it at one time by learning Talmud Bavli, but obviously you're going to have to take time to learn the rest of the psukim that are not in the Talmud Bavli. And of course, you're going to have to learn up so that you don't learn Masechta above Metziah 10 years, because that isn't the way you're going to cover it all up. Right? Therefore, even according to Rabbeinu Tam, you don't have to set aside a third of the day of each, but you certainly have to cover ground. You can't learn 20 daf a year. That's not the way you're going to be mekayim the mitzvah of limud Torah. Shulchan Aruch paskins like Rabbeinu Tam. We don't have to divide our time like the Ramban. We pask Rabbeinu Tam that you can learn all three together. But of course this can't change the requirement that we carry out the halachas of Talmud Torah, of the Torah itself, which is to cover all of Torah Shebiksav and all of Torah Shebaal Peh. We can learn it together through Talmud Bavli, but only if we finish Talmud Bavli. We learn it up and then add to it the aspects of clarifying the halachas that we know called Dovah Midivrei Dinei HaTorah, and finish the Torah Shebiksav as well. In this there is no machlaikas between the Rabbeinu Tam and the Rambam. We have now defined the content of Torah and the mitzvah of Torah. The mitzvah of Torah is to give over this content which we have to acquire to the next der as well. But we have to understand this. This responsibility is an absolute one. That I mean to say that it isn't enough to teach the one who wants to learn. We have to provide for him to make him capable of learning, not just when he comes to learn to teach him, but to see to it that he acquires the ability to learn and the necessary background which will enable him to learn Torah. That is a chelik of our chiyuv to teach Torah. From this we see that the chiyuv of teaching Torah is not only to teach Torah, but to make sure that Torah is given over. Where do we see this halacha, that it is not sufficient to teach, but it also includes the need, the chiyuv of preparing to teach? In Perek Dalet of Hilchos Talmud Torah, Halacha Aleph, the Rambam says as follows: Ein melamdim Torah ela l'talmid hogun noe b'maisa. You only teach Torah to a Talmud who is properly prepared, who acts properly. Eilatam. Eilatam means, or one whom we do not know. He may be a Talmud Hogun, he may not be a Talmud Hogun. We can teach him Torah even though we have not yet ascertained that he is a Talmud Hogun. Aval im haya helech b'derech leiteva. But how about if he is not a Talmud Hogun? He acts improperly. Then you're not allowed to teach him Torah. What do you do? Marzirin leitzei lemutav. We bring him and teach him to learn how to act properly again. And we conduct him in the proper mode of midos and activity. Now we cannot depend anymore that he's a Tam. It isn't enough that we don't know that he is a Hagan or not. Once he has, we now have to ascertain, has he become a Tam in Hagan? It is clear that this is not a recommended manner. This is the chiyuv that we have. We have to be marzeh him lemutav. We have to be manhig him bederach yeshara. We have to be beidik, I say, and then bring him in to learn. In other words, the fact that we have to teach him Torah also includes the fact that we have to prepare him to be able to be a Talmud Hagan whom we are able to teach Torah. That's a chelik of our chiyuv of v'shinantam levanecha. V'shinantam levanecha includes not only the act of giving Torah over, but it includes the act of creating the Talmud who is capable of being given over the Torah. So our achayus is not only to be a conduit, but to make sure, to assure the fact that there are the Talmidim who will learn the Torah to whom we can give it over. So we see that this halacha of Lumed al-Lamed goes a lot more deeply than we would have thought at first glance. So we now know that the chiyuv of Talmud Torah consists of Torah Shebiksav, Torah Shebal Peh, and Gemara to the extent of our personal ability and potential, and that the chiyuv of it is to acquire it in its entirety and be prepared to give it over clearly, v'shinantam shiyim v'chudadim b'picha, to give it over clearly, with total clarity, to Talmidim, and if necessary, to prepare the Talmidim and to make them those who are capable and who are properly formed to be able to be mekabel the Torah from us. Therefore, Talmud Torah, which is the basic yesod of all Jewish existence, is a Torah that is complete and a Torah that is responsible, not just a learning, not just a knowing, not just a being a Talmud Chacham, but of being responsible for the ongoingness of Torah mider leder. And in this respect, it is perhaps essential to recognize that the health of Torah requires not only that there be yeshivas, but that there be a plethora, a large amount, a great number of those who are learning in the yeshivas. Because when the Rambam comes to explain to us what weakened Torah by Jews, as he has a number of factors that created a weakness in the Jewish and in Klal Yisrael's possession of Torah. He says some of them is because there were tzoreis, Malchus Rami Peshetas B'Yelam, Yisrael Mizgalgalim V'Holchim L'Ktzoveis, the fact that Jews were dispersed, weakened Torah. But the first thing that he says that weakened Torah was Talmidim Mismatim V'Holchim, there are less Talmidim who came to learn. The first weakness and the giving over of Torah Mider L'Der is a dearth, a lack of a proper amount of Talmidim. And later when he comes to explain why Talmud Bavli had to be written down, he says again a terrible thing. He says you no longer had Klal Yisrael coming in with their thousands and tens of thousands of those who came to the yeshiva to learn Torah. And because you didn't have them coming in their thousands and tens of thousands any longer, the Torah was no longer able to maintain itself as a Torah Shebaal Peh and had to become a Torah Shebiksav that had to be learned from written documents. This is where we see that the having many thousands of Talmidim is not just desirable, but it's crucial to the ongoingness and the continuity of Torah. Because the greatest of all the weaknesses are that we do not have the thousands and tens of thousands going into the yeshivas to learn Torah. This is the way it was in all the generations until the generation of Avinu Ravashi. It was in the generation of Avinu Ravashi where you no longer had the thousands and tens of thousands. And even in the generation of Rebbe, where Hayu Tamin Mismatim Vahochim, they still had, they were fewer and fewer, but they still had the thousands and the tens of thousands. They didn't have the much larger number that used to be. Mismatim Vahochim, they became less, but not yet to the degree that yeshivas were not full. That in the time of Avinu Ravashi, it became that no longer came in the thousands and tens of thousands, and then the Torah had to become a Torah Shebiksav. We no longer had Matike Torah. That's why Avinu Ravashi Asef Chachmei Yisrael HaMa'atikim, who were able to give over Baal Peh, Torah Shebaal Peh, from generation to generation, and it had to be written down in order to preserve it. The Mishnah was also written down, but there the Rambam says clearly it remained a Torah Shebaal Peh. You only had it for reference. But the teaching of Torah was done Baal Peh from a Rebbe to a Talmud. Only they were allowed to see it inside in order to help them memorize it more quickly. The Rambam says Mefurash. But after Avinu Ravashi, it became already a Torah that you learned Mitech HaKsav, and that is because they no longer had the tens of thousands coming in to learn Torah. So that the bringing in more and more Talmidim, spreading the amount of those who are coming to learn Torah, is not just a mitzvah, but is crucial for our own preservation of Torah, to maintain it, to keep it in its highest form.